Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You walk in tired and hungry, one bad dinner away from losing it. You don't like to cook. You don't want more takeout. You just want something good. That's why there's Dish by Blue Apron. Pre-made meals with at least 20 grams of protein and no artificial flavors or colors, from fridge to fork in 5 minutes or less. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Welcome into Bet Sweats on this Thursday. Joe Ostrowski, Sam Panionovich. We continue to get set for the weekend. This MLB playoff race is a thing, as you could hear from the highlights last night. We will break down Survivor. I love breaking down Survivor. We'll do that today, Thursday night football. Week number four kicks off with Seattle, Arizona. We'll break down that matchup coming up in about 20 minutes. Guest-wise, Andy Molitor from the Deep Dive podcast will be hanging out. So will Chuck Esposito. He's got a book report, sharp action this week. Where are we headed with this monster college football lineup? We'll go over some of those games and what we like. And it's a Thursday, so it's going to be 10 toes down for everyone. We're all on edge. Can't wait to see what Gertz has got in the hopper today. So far, the ones that are top of mind, he said that Indiana would go 0-9 in conference play. That is already wrong. And he called the Bears going 0-17 that wrong after the Cowboys game. So I can't wait to see what he's got today. How you feeling, Sam?
Feeling good. He was also floating the idea earlier this week of Heisman Doza. So if you go from 0-9 in the Big Ten to Heisman Doza, of course, Heisman Doza is the quarterback at Indiana. If you go from 0-9 to Heisman, then what? How does it get more convoluted than that? I can't wait to find out. I know he's really excited for 10 toes down. I also noticed this morning that BetMGM took down the market for AL MVP. You cannot bet it right now at BetMGM. Yesterday, it was basically minus 110 each way, and Cal Raleigh hits number 60. I've seen it at other books as high as minus 200 for Raleigh to be the MVP. Remember, 2 weeks ago, Aaron Judge is minus 600. Now Cal Raleigh is favored. It is off the board at BetMGM.
We had the conversation many times. Okay. Raleigh's probably going to get 60 bombs. He's probably going to get there. And then the pushback we would get is, yeah, but Judge is a better player. Judge is more impactful. Judge is the MVP. No questions asked. And we kept getting back to it. How is this happening? How are we going to have someone who's going to have 60 bombs? And he does it with plenty of room to spare. I can't wait to see how high he actually climbs on this single season home run list of all time. He's walking with the kings of baseball. That's where he's at as a catcher. And people are like, nope, not going to be MVP. Doesn't matter. Well, now it matters. It certainly looks like it matters. Votes are not being tabulated, but the betting market is screaming that it matters. So that's fascinating. How high does he go? Does he catch Maris at 61? Probably. What about Judge? His record from 2022 when he hit 62 bombs. Is he going to do that? Is he going to be the guy that stands atop if we remove the steroid guys? Maybe. It was Judge. Maybe it ends up being Cal Raleigh. And now they're like, yeah, this is too much momentum. This is way too historic. He's going to be the MVP. That's what the betting market is saying this morning after hitting number 60 last night.
They do have a total on his home run number. Again, you cannot bet MVP right now, but you can bet over under 62.5 home runs. What, four games left, I believe? Yeah, four games left. The under 62.5 is minus 1,200. So if you like the over, you get a nice pay, plus 550. I don't know.
Yeah. Are you surprised that we made this flip? Because we knew he was going to get to this 60 mark. We knew it. And that's why he kept bringing it up. Like, this is wild. We're going to have a 60 home run hitter and nobody close to him, and he's not going to be the MVP. Are you surprised that, okay, it happened, it actually got there, even though it was expected to get there, and then we see this change?
Not really surprised, because baseball is a numbers-driven bank, right? People love these big round numbers, 40-40. Last year, Otani, 50-50, 60 homers, 70 homers, hitting 300. Those big round numbers speak to voters. And I believe we had this conversation 6 weeks ago. If he hits 60, he's going to win. Mm-hmm. It didn't look like he was going to get there. There was a little stretch where he didn't have the power, and it's crazy how that affects the market. He goes like 4 days without homering, 5 days without homering. Oh, he can't win the MVP. And then Judge gets out to minus 1,000. But then he cracks 60, and it's, oh, yeah, he's the MVP now. The light goes off. Because if you're a voter on the fence, now you have that in front of you. And a lot of these old school voters, they value, let's put it this way, they value 60 homers more than your WAR. Because if you look at his WAR and his OPS and all that stuff, Judge runs circles around him. But when you can tack a number like 60 home runs to somebody's name, that's powerful. And it's powerful with a lot of the older voters that still submit their ballots.
34 home runs last year. Now we're at 60 and counting. We'll see how high he ends up getting. This is a truly remarkable season for Cal Raleigh. Also remarkable, the results that we had last night all across baseball. So many of them impactful. Cleveland takes out Detroit. Boston wins at Toronto as a heavy favorite. Yankees win as a heavy favorite against your White Sox. Judge with two home runs. On the National League side, Cubs whip the Mets, the Reds lose in extras, the Diamondbacks lose in extras. So all of these teams in this NL wildcard race drop. Mets, Reds, D-backs, all losers last night. What was that three-game parlay? Jeez.
Nobody wants to win that final wildcard spot in the National League. Nobody. The Mets have been trying to serve it up on a platter for these other two teams, but nobody wants to take it. Nobody. Brutal. I did, as I said yesterday, I did bet the White Sox money line. Got plus 310 at the wire. And I convinced Jeff Schwartz, let's bet the White Sox. He's like, why are we betting the White Sox? Exactly. And then in the pregame, the Yes Network is on, showing everybody just pounding beer, champagne in the locker room. And Jeff goes, I see what you're doing. The White Sox pitcher walked the first three batters.
Who was it again? We didn't know who he was yesterday.
Ellard. His name was Ellard. Yeah. He walked his first three batters. Jeff looks at me and goes, that's not good. He actually got out of the jam, though. But then Aaron Judge hit a home run, and that was it. 8-1 Yankees win. But that National League wild card, back to your point, nobody wants it. Nobody. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay, if you break that down, it's funny because we keep watching the Arizona number. Mets lose and Diamondbacks lose, and the number still continues to tumble a little bit. But it's still 200-1 for the Arizona World Series. So Arizona has one more with the Dodgers, then three with the Padres. Cincinnati has one with Pittsburgh, and then three more with Milwaukee. They're both one game back behind the Mets. I don't know. You look at the odds right now, let's see, to make the Mets are minus 170. To make for Cincinnati in 3-1 range, Arizona 7-1 range.
How many more times can Arizona get knocked out at the end of a game and keep coming back for more? That's my only concern. They've had so many opportunities, in the last 2 weeks to just claw back in and gain a game, gain two games. There was a game last week where they lost in 11. Losing 11 innings. I mean, I don't have the number in front of me on the extra inning record. I'd be curious to see what it is. Here we go. Got it right here. In extra innings this year, the Diamondbacks are 7-12.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
And you're one game back. 7-12. You win another game or two, you're right there, man.
Cincinnati's is worse. Cincinnati lost in extras, too. They lost to Pittsburgh last night. And their extra inning record is atrocious. So,
3-12.
Yeah. God, that's so bad, dude. So bad. Remember before the season, they were the hot team. Everybody was betting them over the win total. So how many wins are we at exactly? Because that number kept 80. Going up.
They got 80. Oh, I think the win total closed at 82.5, right? Does that sound right? Right around the Detroit number.
Might come down to the last day on that one. There's a bunch of win totals that might come down to the last day. Okay, so I was looking at the wild card tiebreakers, of course, and it's head-to-head to start. So let's say the Mets tie with one of these teams. First, you go head-to-head. The Mets lost 4 of 6 to Cincinnati. If they tie with Arizona, now you got to go to another tiebreaker because it went 3-3. So I don't – then you got to go to the division record, and, yeah, we still have division games left. So it's a bit of a mess, So I don't know what's going to happen. I have no idea. Houston's one game back. Speaking of teams that don't want it, Houston gets forgotten about. They lost their 5th in a row last night. It's like these teams, that it makes you not want to take the value. When we say, well, it's baseball, anything can happen. You just want to get in. None of the other stuff matters. Like, well, it just feels, we know they want to get in. But they're not playing like it. Like, Detroit hasn't been playing like it in a month. Look at Houston right now, losing 5. Guys, just win a game and you're in. Win a game and you got that playoff spot. Nope. They scored 0 runs last night. I think the game before that, they scored 1 run. It's hard to trust these teams in that last playoff spot because nobody is grabbing it.
You also have a Tigers team that's lost 8 in a row. 8 straight. Yeah. 9 out of 10. I'm not going to say they'll miss the playoffs, but they're only a game up on Houston. Obviously, they're going to be favored in a lot of these games rest of the way. But, man, they just don't want it. There's another market that was off the board this morning. You could bet on the American – oh, no, that's back up now. Guardians minus 700. I don't know why they keep playing peekaboo with these markets. They keep taking things up and taking them down this morning. Cannot bet MVP still. Yeah, the division is back up. Guardians minus 700. Tigers plus 450.
Speaking of things off the board, you know what else is off the board?
No.
Red Sox to make the playoffs.
Oh, they're in. They're in.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, Garrett's got to be happy. So there you go. Big ticket there that he's going to cash on the Red Sox to make the playoffs. So, I mean, there's a bunch of races going on. Two divisions. You got the AL East, AL Central up for grabs. The Yankees and Blue Jays are now tied for first place. And the Guardians are up by a game. And then you've got the AL wild card, Detroit up a game on Houston. And then the NL wild card, you've got the Mets up a game on both the Reds and the Diamondbacks. So, baseball fans, you're going to be paying attention. We know a lot's going on. Monster card in college football. NFL always takes over. But it's all going to come down to this final day. Like a lot of this stuff. Like, we could talk about hypothetical matchups. We have no idea because so much can change. A lot of these division leaders might not be division leaders by the time the seedings are set.
Do you know when you wake up on Thursday morning and you just start feeling good about something? Like, because we talk about obviously 5 days of content and trying to figure out when we're going to strike in football. We'll get to this later in the show. But I woke up this morning, put my feet on the floor, and said, you know what? Alabama's going to beat Georgia on Saturday. I decided this morning, yep, I'm in.
Huh.
I think they're going to win. Maybe 10 toes down. Maybe. They're better. They're better than Georgia, okay. And they're going to win. I decided that this morning.
It's funny because of the big matchups going on this weekend, a lot of the ranked ones, that's the one I am most undecided on. That's the one I'm torn on. Like, I have an opinion just about every other game or a strong lean every other game. And the Bama-Georgia one is the one that I'm just stuck on, that I don't know which way to land on that. But yeah, it's funny. People, after they freak out about Alabama, when you're not hearing anything about them, like, oh, they're playing well. They're back on track. And so that's where you're at. You said win outright. You're not saying plus three, right?
I'll do both. But plus 130 money line will get my money.
Okay. All right. Yeah, we'll have a full segment breaking down college football bets. Like we mentioned, what a weekend, especially Saturday night. Oregon, Penn State, Alabama, Georgia going on at the same time. USC, Illinois is a good game. I'm looking forward to Notre Dame at Arkansas. I'm very curious about how the Razorbacks show up after a couple of road losses in that one. A lot of fun. So hang out with us throughout the morning. Joe O, Sammy P. This is Bet Sweats Thursday Night Football Breakdown next on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.